better than food. And always, always we can use volunteers to package food, again, the food pickups, to help deliver the mobile.
Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Everybody's waiting for a man with a plan. Back in the White House again.
Tune in at 3 p.m. Christmas Eve for one of the last episodes ever of Donald Trump Theater, and it's the final holiday episode ever. Spend Christmas Eve with Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy, with your Rogaine roots, help me hide my prostitutes.
Melania Trump.
Who gives a f- about Christmas stuff.
And of course, our hero, Donald Trump.
We're going to eat reindeer and celebrate the great day that Santa and Mrs. Claus gave birth to our great savior, Jason Christ.
On one of the final episodes ever, and the last.
Sometimes I'm feeling low. Nowhere to go. Jesus comes along, baby. Makes me strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye
Yes, he's real. He's real. He's real deep down in my soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God. The reason for the season. Hello, all you out there, WDXE family. This is me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here with There's another rendition of There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Yes-a-ree, Bobby. Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real to me. I tell you, I just thank God for the wisdom of the foremothers and forefathers of the church who came up with this Advent season that helps us to get in the frame of mind about the season so that we're not distracted and we're not deceived. But we know that there is no Christmas without Christ. Oh, happy, merry Christmas season to all of you. That was Jesus is Real by New Life Community Choir. That goes way back for me, beloved. That's an oldie and a goodie. And our friend, you know, he's here because I wouldn't be here without him. But he's out there doing something right now. I can see him through the Zoom. Hey, he's waving.
Hello, good morning, Brightsiders.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. You know, in a bit of a packing mood and, you know, getting ready as usual. But I got to tell you, I'm in the mood for Christmas.
All right.
I'm getting in the mood for Christmas, and Jesus is the reason.
All right. Look what a difference a week makes, huh?
I know. I'm back.
I'm back. Amen. Well, we're excited about it, and I'm coming back. I'll be coming back to Columbia County today. I'm so glad about it. I got stuck in snow for a couple of days, beloved. Just got the car dug out last night. Dug out, pulled out. It was a mess. I sat in my car for 2 hours waiting for AAA to come so that nobody would park in front of me, because when they came the other day, there was no way for them to pull me out because there was a car in front and there was a car behind. So I sat in that car and I waited for AAA to wave off any would-be parkers. And we got pulled out last night. So I'm glad I'll be on my way back home. Hallelujah. And I know you're going to be going over to the First Presbyterian Church to play music and worship. They're going to be doing some good things for the families and the children at their service today. Then we're going to be there because our Christmas on Columbia Street moved over to the Presbyterian Church. And we're going to be over there later on this afternoon as well. So it's a full day for all of us. And I'm sure people out there, there's some in the car right now. You're on your way to or fro. You're coming or you're going. And so we're just glad to be part of what you're doing. And we got, as always, a lineup of some musical projects that have messages that minister to the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do here. Oh, yes, that's what we do. Year after year, I'm so glad to be here. And listen, remember, this is listener-supported radio. It is your generous gifts that help make us this opportunity available for all of us here, part of the WGXC family, to do what we do and bring good music and good news, good information, good messages, good thoughts, good wishes to you. So thank you for thinking of us. We are always thinking about you. I do have a musical lineup that had you on my mind. And so I hope that you'll be able to listen, whatever you're doing, if you're driving, if you're just laying around, relaxing, and just stirring up for the day, getting stirred up to start the day, or winding down an end of a night shift, whatever the case may be, this music has you in mind. So listen, and we'll be back after that with our spiritual social commentary for today. We have It's Christmas. That's my girl, Mandisa. I know we haven't played her in a while, but she's back. We have Giving Season by C.C. Winans. God Give a Little Love on Christmas Day by Fantasia. We have also The Night That Christ Was Born by Mr. Kirk Franklin. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Miss Lauren Daigle. For unto us a child is born, B.B. and C.C. Winans, and Emmanuel by Norman Hutchings. Go Tell It on the Mountain by Mahalia Jackson. And after that, I'll be back. You might hear me pipe in and out a time or two, just to, you know, be hanging out there with you. But yeah, we'll come back after that. So listen for the back-to-back songs for the soul, the spirit, and the mind. God bless.
Hanging all the lights on the main street square. People are smiling everywhere. Trees up in the windows, frost on the glass. Christmas is here now, here at last. But let's not forget, in the middle of the busyness, remember this, Jesus.
Labor, giving all your labor, matters cause good. see. No limit to what all could come of it. Joy will come naturally. Joy is a sign you are free. So freely give and find. More for another time. Give and achieve. Give and achieve.
Listen to the angels. Rejoice. voice sing air so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory, the night that Christ was born.
Listen to the angels rejoicing out so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory, the night that Christ was born. Can't you see the people
coming from every nation,
coming from every nation,
pleading for their salvation,
pleading for salvation,
the night that Christ,
the night that
your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. Together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself
listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, April Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is There's a Bright Side Somewhere.
If the fates allow, hang a shine.
Savior, Emmanuel, Lord, magnify you now. Yes, we do.
We worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
Tell it on the mountain, beloved. We're between two mountain ranges here in our county. We've got the Catskill Mountains on one side and the Berkshire Mountains on the other side. But you know, I'm not going up on no mountain today, but I'm going to use this microphone as my mountain to go tell it that Jesus Christ is born. And I tell you, I am so excited. You know, we've been getting messages all week. We've been hearing some news, some mixed news, some good news, not so good news. We have heard this week, it's been an eventful week. We have heard in this most extraordinary year that the Electoral College has finally certified that the president-elect of 6 weeks ago remains the president-elect. And in 1 month from today, beloved, will become the 46th President of these United States of America. We have heard the message and received the news that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine has been distributed and people are receiving it all across our country, and that the Moderna vaccine has been added to the arsenal of information and protocols and preventive measures to help us as humanity deal, hopefully, overcome this pandemic, this pestilence, this sickness. We have learned in this past week, heard the message, the news of Russia hacking into our defense. Right almost seems after we hear of the leader of our Defense Department a few weeks ago being fired, hackings that started at precisely the time that COVID hit America and began to dominate our news cycles and every aspect of our lives. We have heard the messages and received the news of the cabinet nominations of the president-elect. They're being presented to the public. And beloved, there was a message delivered yesterday that I received. The message almost brought me to tears. Hallelujah. As I watched a couple of new nominations come and take their place in the public eye at the podiums to accept their nominations, and looking at the whole list of nominees thus far, a far cry from the almost 100% lily white male class of federal administrators under this current administration. This rainbow coalition of department and agency heads that President-elect Biden is assembling, it made me feel so happy and so proud. But it was one visualization, one visual that almost brought me to tears. It was when Congresswoman Deb Haaland, she came to the podium and standing there, fighting back her own tears, and I watched her take a deep breath. It seemed like she was trying to choke back the emotions that were swelling up in her throat. I can only imagine how she was feeling as a descendant of the indigenous people of this nation, being the first of those indigenous peoples to be assigned or nominated to be assigned to head the Interior Department. I mean, the symbolism of it, the significance of it. I was overcome with my own emotions. And, you know, how does this tie into the Christmas season, the Christmas story? Because you know what? I said, I'm going to go tell it on the mountain. How this ties in for you and for me. I was looking at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, you know, and many of us are familiar with that verse. We've heard it in our Sunday school lessons. It's one that's read and shared this time of year, as well as other times of the year, but most certainly this time of the year. And I want to share that with you for a few moments as well. So it tells us that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Oh my goodness, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Beloved, as I'm listening to, let me read on a little further. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And I'm telling you, as I'm looking at these cabinet picks, beloved, and I feel like the zeal of God is performing it, that the zeal of God is putting in place men and women whose primary job and primary goal is to restore justice and bring justice where justice was lacking in the administration of the laws of the federal government of the United States. I say hallelujah and thank you, God. Unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. We celebrate him. He is our hope. He is our hope that when we go through these dark times, when we have these periods in history and periods of life, when things just aren't right and they are going all the way left, all the way wrong, that because God loves us the way God does, Jesus, the embodiment and the representation and the remembrance of the love of God for us, that sooner or later, God, I don't care who's in government, the government still belongs to God, and God will, hallelujah, have his way and make a way where there seems to be no way. You know, in the Bible, beloved, it talks about when Joseph and Mary were coming back to town of Bethlehem, right? They were coming back to be part of the census. Okay, we've been having a census year, and census stuff is still going on. There was news yesterday about Mr. Trump winning a small victory in terms of what's going to happen with immigrants and undocumented people, and whether they'll be counted. Oh my goodness! But you know, so their census is nothing new. It was in the census of that day that Joseph and Mary were traveling, and she was overtaken with delivery pains and birth pains, and Jesus was coming, y'all. He was about to be born, right? And it says that while all of this was going on, that there were angels, all right? There were angels out there, and that the angels received a message. Yes, they did. They received a message of good tidings and tidings of joy, and that God was bringing unto us the promise of Isaiah chapter 9. I'm so excited about it today. My goodness, beloved. It tells us that in chapter 2 of Luke, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were afraid, these shepherds in the flocks in the fields, they were afraid. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." In the midst of all of this news that we've been hearing, beloved, and some of it disturbing and some of it hopeful, there's good news that God has sent to the earth, and there's good news that God has given us today, and there is good news that is coming and it's on its way. And so I encourage you, I implore you to look for the good news, and the good news will give you the strength and the hope and the peace and the joy to hold on just a little while longer. Don't be afraid. God sends us the message not to be afraid, not to be afraid. There is good news. He said, "I give you great tidings, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Yes, we get excited about Christmas. Yes, we get happy when we think about what the reason of this season means for us. Oh God, my God, I encourage you, my beloved, the joy of the birth of Jesus Christ, let that guide you. Let that rule in your heart and your mind as you go through these next days and this next week coming up on Friday for the celebration of Christmas itself. God gave us the best gift that ever could be given. We have received the best gift ever to receive. So whatever under the tree or not under the tree, only believe, only believe. I give you some scriptures for you to take and carry in your heart. You can reflect on those. You can return to those in your leisure. But unto us a child was born, a child was given, and his name is called Jesus the Christ. Merry Christmas, beloved. Merry Christmas to you and to yours. Jesus, is the reason for the season. He brings joy to the world. I bring you good tidings of great joy. And so do our next up artist, the late great Miss Whitney Houston, with Joy to the World.
King, let every heart prepare him room, let heaven, heaven and nature sing.
Yeah.
2021 new year. God said the same. We'll be here before we go into the new year. We'll be back, God willing, next Sunday. Till then, remember never to forget. No matter how dark the day, how heavy the cloud, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. Hold on. There is joy for the world.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Keep on believing. You keep holding on.
This season's a miracle, beloved. Get ready for yours. Get ready for yours.